This is Tom Bowers on November 20th, 2007, and I'm talking with Harry Amana in Carroll Hall. Harry was a faculty member in the school from 1978 to 2006. Harry, start by talking about your life before you came to UNC.
Okay, first of all, I started in 1979, January.
Oh, okay.
I was working before I came here. I was working at Temple University. I was an instructor in this journalism department in the School of Mass Communication. And I was also working with the American Friends Service Committee. It's a Quaker organization that's headquartered in Philly, and it's their service. It's the service wing of the religious organization. And they do a lot of work around peace initiatives, work a lot in the third world. And I have been doing media stuff for them. I was a media coordinator for them, brochures, press conferences, et cetera, traveled for them. And and in 1978, I saw a job posted on the bulletin board for something called the Southeastern Black Press Institute. It was a Rockefeller Foundation-funded initiative here at the university that was run by Sonia Stone, who at that time was head of African-American studies at the university. And it was deadline, actually. I didn't have time to prepare materials because one of the things it wanted all of your CV stuff, but it also wanted a statement about your feelings about the black press. And I had worked at a black newspaper for 3 years, the Philadelphia Tribune. It's the twice-a-week newspaper, had a circulation of about 40, 50,000. And it was the oldest, it still is the oldest, continuously published black newspaper. It was founded in 1884. So I've been working for them before. So I had some experience with the black press. And I didn't have time to write the composition, the essay. So what I did was, in 76, because that was a bicentennial year, the Black Press National Convention was held in Philly. And I had written a column. It was a critical column, criticizing the organization for the things it was short on and its pandering to corporate interests and whatnot, and noting that actually it wasn't 1776. It must have been 19-something-4 because they were celebrating some anniversary of the Black Press, like 150 years or something like that. And I was giving a comment about its future. And so I clipped that and I sent that to them. I said I didn't have time. But these thoughts are still mine. I still feel this way. And they told me to come down. And it was so last minute that I couldn't get a decent plane. And so I caught the train. And for some reason, I caught the train to Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And Sonia had told me, "Well, you can get a cab from Raleigh." So I got a cab, and in those days, this was, you know how it was in those days. It was dismal down here. Mm-hmm. And this guy got on 40, what was the part of 40 that was completed. And when we got to Governor's Inn, he got off on 54, because that was as far as 40 went at the time. And I remember thinking to myself, there's no way I'm coming back here. Because at that time, 54 was just one long, dark passage with no development on either side. And then I pulled into the Carolina Inn. It looked like an old antebellum slave mansion. And it was a black man there in a uniform. And I went into that place, and I said, "I don't even know why I came down here. I am never going to come back here again." But anyway, I was interviewed. And during the course of moving around, finding out about the job, I realized that one of the things they really wanted was a fundraiser. And I had done fundraising. I hated it, and I had no intentions of doing any fundraising. I told Sonia that, and Sonia was upset. She said, well, look, don't say anything about that in the interview. Just don't say that. Well, the interview process was huge. I think it was in Moorhead. And there must have been about 15 to 20 people interviewing me, because the Black Press Institute was comprised of people from journalism, AFM, liberal arts, and what's the black man, first black professor, he's in English, the undergrad is named after Jackson. He was on it. Anyway, long story short, it did come up about fundraising. I was honest about it. And I could see Sonia's face kind of sink right at the table. And afterwards, I think, and you need to check with this, I think it was Don Shaw. I think he was a part of that. Mm-hmm. But it was someone from the journalism school. And he came to me and he said, look, if this doesn't pan out, would you be interested in a position at the School of Journalism? And I said, well, yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I went back. And that was in the spring of 78. Well, I got a call back from the university, from the school. Well, first, they told me I hadn't gotten the job. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call from, but Sonia said, but they're interested in you in the journalism school, so maybe we'll still get you down and you can still work with us. And then I got a call from you guys asking me if I could come down, it was like in April, for an interview. And I couldn't, because I had some commitments at Temple, exams were coming up, and I was on a project for the Quakers. So I couldn't come. And so someone, it may have been you, said, well, if it's still open, if we don't fill it, and it's still open, would you be interested in coming down here for an interview in the fall? And I said, yes. Mm-hmm. And I was called back in the fall and interviewed. And shortly after, I was offered a job in January of 79. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got here.